Today we're going to talk about additivity properties of outer measure, some of which are rather surprising. And tell us a little bit more about the structure of this measure. So, theorem, let E be a Lebesgue measurable subset of the reals, and let F be any subset of the reals. Then, A, the outer measure of E union F plus the outer measure of E intersect F equals the outer measure equals the measure of E plus the outer measure of F. So notice here we're careful to use outer measure for E union F and E intersect F because F is any set. But on the right-hand side, we have the measure of E because E is measurable and the outer measure of F. B, if E intersect F is empty, then the outer measure of E union F is equal to the measure of E plus the outer measure of F. And C, if the measure of E is finite, and if E is a subset of F, then we have the outer measure of F take away E equals the outer measure of F minus the measure of E. Okay, so for the proof, so E is measurable, and it follows from Kara Theodori's condition that we've used a million times by now, that the outer measure of A equals the outer measure of A intersect E plus the outer measure of A take away E. For any subset A of the reals. In fact, let A be written as E union F, then the outer measure of E union F equals the outer measure of E union F intersect E plus the outer measure of E union F take away E, which is, of course, just the measure of E plus the outer measure of F take away E. If instead we take A to be F, then we have the outer measure of F equals the outer measure of F intersect E plus the outer measure of F take away E. Putting these things together, we have the outer measure of E union F plus the outer measure of E intersect F equals the measure of E plus the outer measure of F take away E plus the outer measure of E intersect F, which equals the measure of E plus the outer measure of F take away E plus the outer measure of E intersect F. That's just the associative law of addition, which equals the measure of E plus the outer measure of F. And this establishes A. If you just look at the left-hand side, at the right-hand side, that's what we asserted in part A. For part B, if E intersect F is empty, then the outer measure of E intersect F is zero, so the desired conclusion is immediate. For part C, let G be F take away E, hence F equals E union G, and E intersect G is empty. And then from part B, we conclude that the outer measure of F is the outer measure of E union G, which is the measure of E plus the outer measure of G, which is the measure of E plus the outer measure of F take away E. Since the measure of E is finite, we have the outer measure of F and the outer measure of F take away E are either both plus infinity or both finite, and therefore part C follows, and that is the end of the proof. We saw before that for any set E in the reals, there is a G delta set H so that E is contained in H and the outer measure of E equals the measure of H. Furthermore, E is Lebesgue measurable if and only if H take away E is a null set. So these are topics that we discussed in detail a few lectures ago. The next result is in the same spirit, but from the perspective of within instead of without. So theorem, if the outer measure of E is finite, then E is measurable if and only if there is a measurable set W contained in E, so that the measure of W equals the outer measure of E. Proof, if E is measurable, then clearly we can just take W equals E. That's trivial. For the converse, suppose that W is measurable, W is a subset of E, and the measure of W equals the outer measure of E. Then it follows from part C of the theorem above that the outer measure of E take away W equals the outer measure of E, and the measure of W equals zero. As a result, the null set E take away W is Lebesgue measurable, and hence E equals E take away W union W is also measurable. And that's the end of the proof. Now we will present a refined and simpler version of Kara Theodori's criterion. Again, Kara Theodori's criterion is something we've studied many, many times before, and now we're taking a new look at it. Let A be a subset of the reals, which is Lebesgue measurable with finite measure of A. then a subset E in A is Lebesgue measurable if and only if the measure of A equals the outer measure of E plus the outer measure of A take away E. For the proof, if E is measurable, then the claimed result is immediate from Carol Theodori's condition. Conversely, by the theorem above applied to A take away E, there is a G delta set W with A take away E contained in W, and the outer measure of A take away E equals the measure of W. Since A take away E is a subset of A intersect W, which is a subset of W, we may infer now that the outer measure of A take away E is less than or equal to the measure of A intersect W, less than or equal to the measure of W, which is the outer measure of A take away E. Thus, we conclude that the measure of A intersect W equals the outer measure of A take away E, but A intersect W is measurable. Also, A intersect W equals A intersect W, and A take away A intersect W equals A take away W. So we conclude that the measure of A is the measure of A intersect W plus the measure of A take away W, which is the outer measure of A take away E plus the out plus the measure of A take away W. Now, using equation star and the statement of the theorem, we find that the measure of A take away W is the outer measure of E. Now, define B to be A take away W, which is a subset of E. It follows from the usual theorem that E is Lebesgue measurable. Often, we find ourselves studying sets which all lie in a large interval of the form I sub n, which is minus n, n for n a large positive integer. The following result is then useful. And it's intuitively appealing also. Corollary, a set E, which is a subset of I sub n, is Lebesgue measurable if and only if the measure of I sub n is the outer measure of E plus the outer measure of I n take away E. This result is immediate from the theorem and the fact that I n is, of course, measurable. When we are studying unbounded sets, the following result is often useful. So the last result was for bounded sets, of course, because everything was contained in IN. Now we're going to look at unbounded sets. Theorem, a set E in the reals is Lebesgue measurable if and only if the sets E intersect IN are measurable for each N in the natural numbers. So again, that's intuitively appealing. Proof, if E is measurable, then the result is obvious. Conversely, if EN is E intersect IN is measurable for each N, then it follows from the fact that E equals the union from n equals 1 to infinity of En, that E is measurable. So there's countable additivity coming to the rescue once again. The most obvious notion of inner measure would be to approximate a measurable set from the inside by intervals, but this is unrealistic because there are many sets of positive measure that contain no intervals. For example, we've constructed Cantor sets of positive measure that contain no intervals. An alternative approach would be the following. Suppose that E is a subset of IN for some N. Define the inner measure, M lower star of E, to be M lower star of E equals the measure of IN take away the outer measure of IN take away E. Again, that's intuitively appealing. Now our corollary takes this form. Corollary, a set E in IN is Lebesgue measurable if and only if its inner measure and its outer measure are equal. So that's intuitively reasonable. This last result is useful, for instance, if one is studying sets which are all subsets of a fixed bounded interval. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening.